Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Technical difficulties are no more, and it is a good evening to you and how you be. At 6:35 and 15 seconds on a beautiful summer Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Cara and Galante, Robbie Rosenhaus. We need them all for the help they give. It is a 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for about a 3 hour and 30 minute schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Dear friends, as we come together for this funeral mass, I want to offer a word of welcome.
They're outstanding. Number one, you got to keep them down. You got to keep yourself in the game.
Cespedes looks up and it's out of here. Chris Taylor with a leadoff home run. It's out of here. Number 20 for Yasiel Puig. Two solo home runs in the first two innings. That's up in the Coca-Cola corner. Chase Utley with a two-run bomb, his seventh of the year. And the Dodgers shut out the Mets in the opening game of the series.
The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them.
That's why they got the record they do. We didn't give him any help.
And it's out of here. Cody Bellinger with his 31st home run of the year. And it's out of here. Puig homers for the second straight day, his 21st of the year. Forget that. It's another Dodger home run. Corey Seager, a two-run shot in six games against the Mets this year. And the Dodgers have won them all. They win today 7-4.
They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead. And their passing away was thought an affliction, and they're going forth from us utter destruction.
When you're hitting home runs, you don't have to steal too much. You don't have to run the bases very often except jog.
It is an opposite field homer, the first of the year for Justin Turner.
Forget it. This ball is long gone, and Cody Bellinger has done it again.
Well, we were overmatched. They outplayed us in every facet of the game.
Well, I'd say the Los Angeles Dodgers have made their point.
A moment of silence, please, for a silent season. May they rest in pieces. When does football season start? For a moment, we thought Tim Tebow would be a September call-up by the Miami Dolphins. Thor, the Viking god, was last seen rehabbing in Spain, throwing spears on flat ground for the Lannister team, and from all reports, was able to reach close to 100 miles per hour on the radar gun as taken by one of the three dragons. Safe to say that watching the unwatchables over the weekend, they were closer to Miami, closer to Spain, closer to their favorite golf course than City Field, although not just from this weekend, pretty much since the end of April. The Metropolitans were due to lose a close game after Friday night and Saturday, and it was close by the time the national anthem was finished last night and finished the operative word with the New York Metropolitans. Pardon the interruption, pardon me asking, but when do we see Dominic Smith, or am I even allowed to ask? Here's what we're beginning to believe. Dominic Smith doesn't exist. So, if he doesn't exist, who's on first? And if I may be so bold, who's on second and who's on third? Last night, the Metropolitans had a shortstop who's been at third and second base play first. They had a shortstop who's been at third, play second. They had a shortstop who's been at second, play third. In other words, the Metropolitans had four shortstops making up their infield last night. And to add insult to plenty of injuries, they have a corner outfielder in center and a left fielder who belongs in right field. And raise your hand if you're happy with Darnold behind the plate. Cespedes at home so far this season, two home runs and six RBIs. Well worth the money. But not to worry if you're confused with all of what is with the New York Metropolitans. So are the Metropolitans, who passed away last night, buried by the Hollywood Dodgers in Queens, leaving millions of men, women, and children in pain, in hurt, sadness, and sorrow, finally succumbing the Metropolitans to injury, apathy, ineptitude, fumbling, bumbling, and stumbling, not to mention malfunction, dysfunction, end of discussion. So here's what the chairman of the board would say about Saturday and Sunday for the New York Yankees off the shores of Lake Erie. And this has nothing to do with Whitey Ford. The chairman might say, back in the race. And yes, that's life in the American League East. The Yankees are indeed back in the race, even if Gary Sanchez isn't in the lineup. But not to worry, since once Gary learns how to catch, back in the race and the lineup, he'll be. The weekend was not, well, how you say, it was the weekend that was, as has been said so many times before by so many. But the weekend we just saw, the Ellsbury Doughboy make a nice sixth-inning catch on Saturday and do the very right thing on Sunday by driving the ball in the direction of Almonte in right, scoring three runs on that triple. And yes, it's been a while since anyone could put three runs and the Yankees in the same sentence, in the same inning, in the same game. Once upon a time, Yankee fans were, how you say, not so interested in a Chase Headley autograph or bobblehead doll. But now, not after Saturday and another RBI Sunday, and maybe you have noticed he may be the best third baseman currently on the team, since right now Yankee fans might say Al Leiter is the best Yankee to ever come from Tom's River. If Severino is your ace with all that hardware, who's number two? Right now, where would you rank Sonny Gray among your favorite Sonnies? Here is your multiple choice. Where would Sonny Gray rank on this list of Sonnies? We have Sonny Jurgensen. He knew from throwing some fastballs. We have Sonny Barger, the former head of the Hells Angels. We have Sonny Liston. We have Sonny Bono. We have Sonny Werblin. Or how about Sonny Corleone? Since none of the above never pitched, although Jurgensen threw a very mean fastball, as we say, but since none of the above is currently on the Yankee roster, you've got to take Sonny Gray, even if he and his defense were not so perfect in his debut, when he was more a shade of gray than a very bright Sonny.
Mr. Gray, we'll see you now.
That's the question that I've gotten all the time is, what's your real name? And it's Sonny. Now, what's your birth certificate? It's like, it's Sonny.
When Sonny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall.
The pitch.
is grounded to first. Headley knocks it down, boots it, loses it. Not a good way to begin. Not a good way at all.
That's probably as bad as first innings we've had all year.
Pitches it on the ground to second. Wade fumbles it. Sonny Gray must be wondering, what have I gotten myself into?
It's just one of those things that kind of got away from me for a couple of hitters, and they took advantage.
On to second, Ramirez, the throw is wild and goes into the stands. So they're going to allow Brantley to score, and Ramirez goes all the way to third.
Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style.
You know, anything can happen. When they kind of put those other couple runs across, it becomes a lot more difficult to make a comeback.
And the ball is off the wall. One run scores. Guyer scores. It's a two-run double off the wall by Yan Gomes.
Giving them extra runs is not going to help you.
Ball game over. Indians win.
When sunny gets blue.
27 years later, here I am with the name Sonny. It was a weird thing growing up because I guess it's uncommon I wouldn't change it for the world.
A little on the eclectic side with the music. Let me conclude, and then we'll throw to a break and get right to your telephone calls. And don't forget with the 1-877-337-6666 on your band, New York City. By the way, if you want a job in the NFL, become a Fox broadcaster. John Lynch got his GM training working for Fox, now the 49er GM. Now the Miami Dolphins look to replace Tannehill with the broadcaster-to-be, Jay Cutler. From what I've been told, Jay Cutler is looking forward to coming back for another 8-8 season. And the rumor has it that Kevin Burkhardt will be the first in line to replace Todd Bowles, but only if Bowles starts winning some games at the start of the season. And to make matters even better for the worst that's yet to come, Quincy Inouye, as you know, is lost for the season with a neck injury, apparently suffering whiplash watching the Dodgers whack the New York Metropolitans over the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.